This is MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Sanganami Day Show. We are Zig. It's MUT Radio, shaping on the future. It's exactly just 13 minutes before the top of the hour, and I told you we will have an interview. Yazuti, it's Health Talk Tuesday on the meds. And today, we are speaking about something that is very important, especially as we are still within a woman's month. So, with me right now, I don't know if I'm going to be saying it right because I don't know your title, but I'm just going to say Usis. Usis, Nontlanhla Wakandlovu, because I don't know if you are Miss or Mrs.
Okay. I'm Miss Nontlanhla Ndlovu. I'm from the Department of Biomedical Science.
Mm. Okay, now I can start things properly. Welcome to MUT Radio. we are so glad to have you here. Today we are speaking on feminine hygiene as we are still within a woman's month. So maybe for someone like me who has little knowledge when it comes to feminine hygiene, what are we talking about?
Okay, so as you have said, today's discussion is on my feminine hygiene. So what I'll be basically talking about is giving the essential tips and my practices to help my women maintain a good genital health and to prevent my infections. So when you talk about the feminine hygiene, we're talking about the cleaning, the self-cleaning of the our private parts, which is, we call it the genitals. So basically, women genital has what we called a normal flora. The normal flora is microorganisms which are present to one wonke umuntu, which are to a healthy individual, cause any infection or any diseases. However, at some point, they do cause diseases. Also, we have a normal flora which is called E. lactobacilli. Lactobacilli is a bacteria. It produces a lactic acid which helps to maintain a healthy vaginal pH and prevent infections. So with that being said, it is necessary for women to use products which are not harsh and when they washing their private parts to prevent not to kill that normal flora. And we also know that they usually say vagina is self-cleaning oven. So we don't have to use products that are harsh or cleaning ngalendlela ukuthi so you want to go deep in lokunjana because when it does the own self cleaning. Also, with that saying ukuthi we mustn't use is in tsipho and everything, but also poor hygiene as well can also have issues like yeast infections. For example, you can have a candida, also have bacterial vaginosis. You can also have urinary tract infections. So, okay, when we're giving tips on a good feminine hygiene, we usually say you must wash your genital area using just warm water and a mild soap. Avoid using those harsh ones, the smelly one with the scented. Also, when you're wearing, please wear your breathable clothing, especially using cotton underwear to help keep the area dry and prevent bacterial infections or bacterial growth if it's warm. Also, you also practice good menstrual hygiene by changing your sanitary pads regularly. Also, stay dehydrated. Drinking a lot of water helps in to flush out toxins and also maintain a healthy urine flow. Also, kind of this interesting part, I'm sure if you know about Besfazane, they will always tell you, Batin, with a plain yogurt. Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Oh, I always thought like it just one yogurt.
No,
oh.
No. I also have that in my notes that the food to note that contributes to a good feminine hygiene is eating your plain yogurt, which is a good probiotic. Also, it balances your pH and it helps fight my infections. Also, your cranberry. It also known to support my vaginal health. It also helps with things like my bladder infections, ulcers, and kidneys.
That is amazing. You have mentioned a lot of things. So maybe I want to know, maybe now, do you think maybe abantu besimame, do they get enough like education when it comes to feminine hygiene when growing up?
Not really. I think most of the time, according to those other things, you know, our parts usually discharge there and there, of which corner are normal. And then umuntu will feel uncomfortable. I'm having a vaginal discharge. Maybe there's something wrong. Maybe I need to clean more or the private part. Like, ufuna remove the smell, of which is only normal to that part.
Okay, amazing. I want us to jump over here because I do have a question. I want us to listen to this, one of our listeners, and maybe you can try and tackle it. I don't know. Okay. So let's just listen to it.
Hey, Mvelo, I have a question for Usis Mandanza. So I would like to ask, what feminine hygiene tip or advice can you give to someone who is having like sexual intercourse with their partner while they are on their periods?
Yeah. Okay. It's deep.
It's very deep. It's very deep. I don't know. Because I think there is the time where my periods and everything, you should stay clean as much as possible. Sexually active, you might get yourself more chances of getting my STIs about during that time.
Yeah, yes. But speaking on that, my period, why do you think abantu besimame get so uncomfortable when they are speaking about it? Because
I'm not sure, but I think it is a bit of kind of uncomfortable because I know abantu besimame sebe.
It's something that is not easy to get used to.
Yeah, not easy. Because even if you have I have a child, I have a daughter who's 12 years, who has just started her periods, and I have to teach her. Be right, be comfortable, make sure you have your everything change every now and then so that you'll be comfortable during the day. When you're at school, what if there's something, what if it leaks or whatnot? Yes.
Okay. Yes, now I want to know, as us, we don't understand this thing. Maybe is there anything that we can do as males in order to support maybe Abandu's mommy to make sure they stay healthy or they stay clean? Because maybe corners and just sins are without knowing and they contribute.
Exactly. I think Ileo party way. Abantu besifazane kunezinto eziningi abafuna ukuzisebenzisa for the sake of ukuthi kunomuntu wesilisa afuna ukuthi abe right. You will say things not knowing, and then uthola ukuthi abanye they using izinto ezinjengabonsu or whatever just because yena usitshela ukuthi leyo nto izomenza abe right. Kanti no, that part nje ayidingi ezinye izinto eziye harsh ezizokwenza gcina sewuthola ngisho even no cancer.
That is deep. So, we're just going to go to this side. When we come back, we're going to touch Kwezinyi's into just a little, and then we're going to wrap it up. We're still with Ms. Nontlantla Wakandlovu from Department of Biomed, joining us live. We're speaking about feminine hygiene. Also, if you have questions, hit us up on 068-160-8832. When we come back, we're getting into some of your comments.
You by, hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is stay a second, your hands on mine.
Hey. been the best at letting go.
On MET Radio, this one is called Stay. Taking us to just 1 minute before 12, before we connect your mornings to your afternoon. We are still chilling, and seven is slang. We're still chilling with the Miss Nontlantla Wakandlovu. We're speaking about feminine hygiene, but before maybe I get into a lot, I want us to get into a comment that I'm getting on our WhatsApp line, from Nontlantla from a seaport, I think, seaport dress, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the high envelope? Please ask Miss Ndlovu if it is advisable to have oral sex. Does it not have to? Does it not have an effect on both males and females?
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that is deep.
They are very deep with these questions, I've noticed.
I would say no. Depends. I don't know, because you don't know if you're doing the oral sex umuntu unani, what infection she or he has. Njoba tenkuluma ngama normal flora, there are ma bacteria which are normal there, of which ma sengena ngala emlomeni azokhande infection. You don't want that. So, utholu kutu sune infection, and then most of your check it to how, what about this is a sexually transmitted infection. How come you have it around your mouth, your HSV, what is so? So it's not advisable.
Yeah. I hope Uzile again from Seaport. And as we buzela when our month, we are not sure.
Yeah. For Makelwane.
Yeah. Probably for Makelwane. Yeah. So before Sigiesik Tetele, I have one more question, because I was speaking with someone a little bit earlier, because now I wanted to be well versed. And they were speaking about UTTR menstrual products. So I am thinking maybe you can touch on those UTI map and how are they different from each other?
Yes. Now, for corner among it that has a smelly, especially corner among it, we usually use them at tampons. So it's important. It's funnily we fagi parati. So whatever the lokunja le fagi were to give the smell in gayenzi infection, because we fagi le langa parati on your vagina. Ganding want to use the normal. Oh, sometimes they advise that we use pants pads. I haven't seen them, but they would advise to use the pants. I'll also use the cup. They say there is a cup that usually cup. Yes, there's a menstrual cup that they use. I don't know. I haven't used.
Okay, yes, okay.
So I just say stick to your pads and change them regularly to avoid my infections. That's the
Is there a time frame where?
Okay, depends. Some people, they bleed too much. Some, they bleed lesser. But I would prefer, like, every 3 hours, just check yourself. Change if you need to change. Yes.
And that is very informative. Hopefully, our listeners are listening. Anything you would like to add before I let you go?
Okay, I would say, as this is a Women's Month, stay clean. for yourself, not to go to enzelo omunye umuntu, or you're doing it for your partner, but for yourself, just stay clean.
Thank you very much. Hope they are listening. But thank you very much, Ms. Ndlovu, for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you so much. Hopefully next time.
Yeah, we have you again. Speaking on something else, hopefully.
Yes.
But this was nice. This was very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, so that was Ms. Ndlovu.
This is an MET Radio podcast.